We had the summer solstice this week. The days are now getting shorter. Winter is coming. But don't worry, because it's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
How are you? Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
I'm sorry to say I haven't watched one yet. I don't watch a lot of TV. How about you?
Oh my goodness. I love Game of Thrones. I'm dying for it to come back on.
I'm afraid to get hooked.
You will, I promise. All right. Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said think of a familiar two-word phrase starting with T and ending with S, in which the interior letters name part of the human body. Then I said remove the first and last letters of that, and what remains will name another part of the human body. What's the phrases and what are the body parts? Well, the phrase is the arts. Get rid of the outside letters, you get heart, and remove the outside letters of that, and you're left with ear.
This week, we got more than 1,100 responses, and our randomly selected winner is Samantha Robison of Junction City, Oregon. Congratulations, Samantha.
Thank you.
So what's Junction City like?
It's pretty much right next to Eugene. Junction City is a bit smaller. Eugene is pretty much track town capital. There's a bunch of running areas, which is kind of one of the reasons why I stuck around there, because I enjoy running.
What do you do there?
I currently work as a patient rep for an organization that sets up long-term payment plans for people's medical debt.
Oh, wow. Okay. And do you watch Game of Thrones by chance? I'm going to ask that to everybody.
I have seen 6 minutes of it, and it made me cry.
Oh no. Samantha, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Samantha, I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word starts with the letter A and is accented on the second syllable. Reverse the order of the syllables, and phonetically, you'll get the second word. For example, if I said similar and a classic German camera, you would say alike and Leica. Number one is standoffish, and your second clue is an exfoliating shower sponge.
That's a loof and loofah.
That's it.
Good
Number
job.
Two, horrify, and comedian Poundstone.
Is it horrify or horrified?
Horrify. Present tense. And you know comedian Poundstone?
She's on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. She was a guest on the puzzle.
Paul and Apollo. Yeah.
There you go. Yes, good. How about to ease as fears and princess in Star Wars?
Alay and Leia.
That's it. To state as fact and a brand of mattress.
Affirm and Firma?
No. That's interesting. There are Firm mattresses, but there's no brand that I know of called Firma. It's a much better known, it's a well-known brand of mattress.
Yeah.
Ending in the letter A.
What was the first clue again?
To state as fact.
A certain certa.
No hint needed. To make receptive or aware. And your second clue is fish in a bumblebee can.
A tuna and tuna.
That's it. Each and Leaning Tower City.
A piece and pizza.
That's it. Not inclined to do something. And then fill in the blank here. Vice blank.
Averse and versa.
Oh, yeah. No one has been able to get this one yet. Let's see if you get it. Your first clue is public fight. And your second clue is goddess of love in Norse myth.
Afraid and Freya?
Oh, man, you're good, yes.
Wow, there you go.
Here's your next one. Evaluated and basket in high ally.
Evaluated and basket in high ally.
You know what that piece of sports equipment is in high ally?
I'm aware of it. I'm just trying to remember if I've ever seen that one in a crossword.
It's in crosswords all the time. Yeah, it starts with a C.
Assessed and Festa?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Good job.
Wow.
Here's your last one.
Brilliant.
Toward shelter at sea and wife of Jacob in the Bible.
Ali and Leah.
Oh, man. Bravo, Samantha.
Bravo, Samantha. That was really, really impressive. Congratulations. Seriously.
Thank you.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Samantha, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KLCC.
Samantha Robison of Junction City, Oregon, thank you for playing the puzzle so well.
Thank you. It was fun.
All right, Will, what's the next challenge?
Yeah, it comes from Kruno Matic, who's a correspondent of mine in Croatia. Take the name Kim Kardashian, rearrange the letters to get the last name of a famous actress, along with a famous one-named singer. Who are these people? So again, Kim Kardashian, rearrange all those letters to get the last name of a famous actress, plus a famous one-named singer. Who are these people?
We're going to get hundreds of hate mail just for you using the word Kardashian on NPR. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.